Hello and welcome. This file is called the bleep string. And before you listen to this file, you need to wear either a bracelet or string around your wrist. And whenever you're wearing it afterward, you will find that you have a strong desire to bleep, or that you just subconsciously bleep. Your tongue will just simply stick out of your mouth a little bit, and whenever it happens, it will give you a warm, fuzzy, amazing feeling, and it will help you to focus, thereby slowly training this behavior into your subconscious mind, until sooner or later it will just happen without you even being aware. Whenever you're distracted, whenever you're focused, or whenever someone treats you like a pet, your tongue will just automatically stick out of your mouth just a tiny little bit. That's right. If this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a caller. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather, it might be made of steel, it might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. It's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22.
getting your body closer and closer, while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. And right now, you should be wearing a string or a bracelet around your wrist. And from now on, whenever you are wearing this string or bracelet, you will find that whenever your thoughts are distracted, you will automatically bleep. That's right. As soon as your mind wanders off, as soon as it is busy, you will find that your tongue will just begin to hang out of your mouth, just the tiniest little bit. That's right. It will simply happen automatically, and whenever it happens, it will feel incredibly good. Now, before we really begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe, because if your subconscious mind considers a situation not safe for you, it won't happen to you even while you are wearing your trigger. So, for example, if you would wear your trigger at work, for whatever reason, and bleeping would pose a risk to your job, it won't happen. This way, you will always be safe, and your reputation will always be safe, and you can really enjoy bleeping whenever you are in a safe environment and you're wearing your trigger. Now let's begin. From now on, whenever you are wearing this string, you will find that it will happen to you whenever you are distracted, whenever you're focused on something. You will find that your tongue automatically begins to hang out of your mouth, just the tiniest little bit. That's right. And doing it will feel completely natural. You will never be distracted by it. It will just feel right and natural, just a thing to do. As a matter of fact, whenever you are bleeping, you will find that it's so incredibly easy to focus. It will just fill your body with a warm, fuzzy sensation, making you feel really good and making it incredibly easy to focus on whatever you are focusing at the moment. That's right. You will find that when you are bleeping, things will become so incredibly easy. It's so easy to focus on stuff. It's so easy to do stuff. It will just happen completely automatically. Of course, the same thing will happen when you're focused on a story. It doesn't matter if you're reading a book, if you're listening to something, or if you're watching a movie. When you are wearing your trigger and you're in a safe environment, it will just happen to you. Your tongue will simply begin to stick out a little bit as you lose yourself in the movie. And even there, it will help you to focus even deeper onto what's happening. That's right. Bleeping will help you to focus, will help you to immerse yourself deeper into the story, will help you to focus more on whatever you're working on, because it will become a completely natural action for you. Something that's very comforting, something that just feels good, something you want to do all the time. And especially when you are focusing, it's so good to just bleep, because it helps you to focus. It makes you calm and peaceful, and it makes it so easy to really and totally focus on something. And yet, that's not all, because you will find that the desire to bleep will also be increased if anyone treats you like a pet. That's right. And it doesn't even matter what kind of pet you are, if you're just a human pet, if you're a kitty or a dog or anything else. It's just something completely natural. As soon as they treat you like a pet or say something that implies you're a pet. Even if it's just something like good boy or good girl, it will immediately increase your desire to bleep. That's right. Or maybe they pet you. And as they pet you, you will find that it's so easy. Your tongue will just roll out of your mouth automatically. You won't even be aware of it. It will just happen. Because you focus all your thoughts on the wonderful sensation of being petted. That's right. Bleeping helps you to focus. And it helps you to focus so wonderfully. And when you focus all your intention just on the sensation of being petted, it becomes so intense. That's right. It just feels so good to you. And you love to bleep. And over time it will become more and more normal. Because every time you do bleep, you are filled with this warm, fuzzy, rewarding sensation that makes it so good. You will feel a subconscious flow of pleasure, of happiness, of joy whenever you are bleeping. And this warm, fuzzy sensation makes it so easy to let go of all other thoughts and just focus on the one thing you are doing right now. It will almost be like a trance state, or more like a bleeping state. That's right. It will be so easy to focus on anything. Doesn't even matter what it is. Bleeping just makes it so easy to focus. Doesn't matter if it's work, if it's entertainment. Doesn't matter if you like it or hate it. Bleeping always helps you to focus. And while this will start out as a strong desire, and while you will experiment with it consciously, as the desire grows and grows and grows, sooner or later, it will become something completely subconscious. You will never really be aware when you are bleeping. And yet, you are doing this cute thing and everyone else can see it and can smile when they see you bleeping. That's right. And at the same time, it's something you can enjoy because it helps you to focus. It helps you to make experiences more and more intense. That's right. And now it's already time. Time to wake you back up again. Now before I wake you up, I want you to take a moment and focus your attention to the string or bracelet around your wrist. Really focus on it. Feel it. Experience it. And know that from now on, whenever you are wearing it, you will be triggered. You will feel the desire to bleep. And you will learn to do it subconsciously, automatically, without ever being aware of it. That's right. You won't ever be aware of it. This warm, fuzzy sensation will always wipe the memory right out of your mind, even when you do it consciously. And sooner or later, you will just do it subconsciously. And you will never even know, unless someone tells you. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you come back further and further. And 5. Halfway there, or so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.